Okay, it's up. It's up.
I don't know why.
That's what she said.
She has some self-esteem issues then.
Well, yeah.
All right.
I don't know why.
Welcome to episode 3 of Movie FUBAR. I'm Mr. Producer. The obnoxious one over there is Matt.
Yep.
The,
one counting his nuts over here.
What? The one counting his nuts.
So far, I'm up to 50.
Might want to go to medical and have that checked out.
Yeah. You have 50 nuts?
I'm good.
Now,
gives me something to tell people stories about at the bar.
Now, do you have 50 nuts and no dick?
Is that... I'll show you a lot of nuts.
That's a lot of nuts.
Here we are. We're sitting upstairs. Just having a nice, relaxing day. We're like, oh, let's flip around on demand and see what's on.
We don't get to hang out and chill very often.
No, not often.
Yeah, just chilling out before the show and everything.
So we're flipping through HBO on demand on the cable system, and up pops RoboCop, and we're like, Matt's like, stop!
Yep. Had to stop that one.
All right, head to the studio.
Yeah, no. RoboCop, it is one of the quintessential 80s sci-fi flicks.
So we're doing RoboCop. This is on HBO on demand, or if you have it on a DVD or whatever, if you don't have HBO.
Or through other means.
We're starting right at the MGM logo here.
Yep.
So get ready to hit play in 3, 2.
We really should give them a second to pause it.
One. They can.
Well, like right now. Like this is their chance to pause us and get it ready to play.
Oh, okay.
And then you do the countdown.
All right. I should come up with like a cool countdown too.
There we go.
Now you're getting it. Yeah.
Like do the radio voice. Like, are you ready? 3, 2.
Wish we knew someone on tap that could do the movie trailer voice.
In a world.
Yeah, that's what I mean. All right, you should have it queued up now. If not, hit pause. Okay.
Yeah.
Now all right, we're good. Now we're 3, 2, 1.
Oh, good. It worked.
Wonder if that lion's dead. You think that lion's dead?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit. Here's the Orion
both
logo.
Both Orion and...
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Suck it, Matt.
So what you're saying is that both Frank and I are...
Turning it off so we're not actually playing the movie through the thing there like we did last week.
So we can't get sued by MGM.
Right. Exactly. But they should be synced up with us. And
yeah.
We're good to go.
Who's Orion gonna sue?
I played the lion. They should sync up the lion, and they're good. It's RoboCop.
This is kind of
the obligatory 80s static.
I always got a kick out of the media break thing.
Would you like to know more?
Turn it up a little bit.
Pretendatoria?
Pretendatoria.
Make believe-ia. Right next to Fantasy Island. You wonder how they transport it if it weighs 3 megatons.
Right?
Star Wars orbiting piece. Platform.
Remember when that was a thing?
You think Starship Troopers just stole this straight from this movie?
Yes. Yeah. It's hilariously, RoboCop is made by the same. It was the Starship Troopers was made by the same guy that did RoboCop.
Family Heart Center.
Yeah.
Series 7 Sports Heart. And that'll look like
And you're
going to
tell
anybody.
Me this isn't... It took me forever to figure out that this was in the future. Like, I just didn't get it. Like, see, I was like...
I can do whatever I want. They got a new heart.
But it's the recent future.
Yeah. It's cyberpunk, dude.
Wait
it's the
it.
Concept of cyberpunk.
Is there a movie that's not cyberpunk?
To me?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, yeah. Oh, look at this guy.
Hi, Dick.
Yeah. His name's Richard Jones. You know he's an asshole.
He's a dick.
Yeah. Dick, you're fired. I mean, I'm jumping ahead in the movie. And
That photo was taken just before he put his foot up somebody's ass.
Yeah. I always got a kick out of that when I saw it was Red Foreman.
I was going to say, could you imagine if he played the Red Foreman character in this movie?
Oh, dude, that'd be fantastic. I just assumed it was.
You guys are a bunch of...
Oh, you idiots.
RoboCop sitting in Red Foreman's basement, you know?
Yeah. What? I don't think that's how that works, does it?
Scumbag.
He just committed assault.
They say scum. No, it's inside the police station, and it's the 80s. You could do that.
Yeah, you could throw somebody through a fucking wall.
Ah,
man.
Back when you could smoke in the OBGYN ward.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world, kids.
Ah, Peter Weller did nothing until Star Trek Into Darkness after this. I'm sorry. The second RoboCop, and then he was done.
Well, he's Dr. Banzai.
Oh, okay. Wasn't that... This is 85. Wasn't that before...
Yeah, this was way before... I think Buckaroo Banzai came out in like 79 or something.
Yeah,
like
it's like the or at least the early 80s.
There's boobs on their vests. Remember when that was sexy?
Oh, you had to get the butt shot.
That's a rated R flick. We gotta have man butt. Yeah.
Rare for the '80s, though.
Yeah, very much so.
Because
there's tits.
See, that's why Starship Troopers. They just stole this whole thing.
Yeah.
But wooden lockers.
It's the future of the 80s.
It's unsanitary.
That's just what I have to keep remembering. Funerals tomorrow. The quintessential geek.
Yeah.
United States of Libertaria. This is when you should ask Dale, has he ever seen RoboCop?
Right. I've always tried to make this argument. It's like, this is...
Because nobody takes this movie seriously. I take this movie very seriously.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
A cyborg police officer in Detroit is a real thing that we should have. Then we wouldn't have to worry about the water supply.
Yep. Yeah. I wouldn't have to worry about...
No, that's Flint. That's not Detroit.
Close. It's the same thing. It's in the same ballpark.
Shitty towns in Michigan are a dime a dozen these days, right? Was she blowing that guy?
I think so, yeah.
Was she blowing that guy?
I think Murphy's got a hard on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See? Told you.
See? He was. She was, yeah.
Ah, oh wait, 80s. Tough female character has to have a dude's name.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, lesbian. I mean, Lewis.
This makes me want to do Last Action Hero next.
I told you that was going to be on the list. You don't let a woman drive, ever. Look, it's a Ford Taurus.
Is that a Taurus? I thought it's a Vic.
No, that's a Taurus.
That's a Taurus. Yeah.
Good eye. Good eye. You could tell because it was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Actually, no, they're Ford Tempos. Even worse.
Yeah. I'm surprised Ford survived the corporate wars. I think that you would have thought the Zaibatsus would
have... Oh, look, it's Sitwell's dad.
It was Ford and Taco Bell. That's all
through
the...
Oh, shit, that's right, yeah.
Nobody heard my good joke.
That was a pretty good... Sitwell's dad.
It's Sitwell's dad. Same glasses.
Yeah.
Remember, how did you get your hair done in the 80s? Was it, hey, you know what? I want it really puffed up, curly,
and
thin as shit.
Yeah. Perm. Perm it.
And like, I want people feathered. To see that I have barely any hair on the top of my
head.
This
was left over from the 70s, you know, the feathered back, straight back look, you know.
My brother still does his hair that way.
How? How will you turn things around?
Money.
Competition, free market, idiot. Yeah.
No, you throw money at it.
Look at all the leather things we have.
Short hairs were a big thing with women in the 80s.
They had to show.
Two of their TVs are smaller than the rest.
Doesn't she got the shoulder pad thing going on, too?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, look, Delta City.
Delta City sure is white.
Dude, Delta City took, like, by RoboCop 3, they were still trying to build Delta City. What that came out in, like, 93? So that took, like, eight fucking... Well, it actually doesn't make... That seems about right. Yeah, it's about... Yeah.
No.
Clap, you fuck.
Yeah. Harumph, harumph, harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Remember that 80... Oh, my God, that 80s desk lamp they got.
Yeah.
I remember they were selling that at Staples in 2000. I thought about getting one just to have it.
This is not the correct amount of 80s VPs because there's not nearly enough cocaine on the table.
Well, no, this wouldn't be 80s VPs anyway because there's two black guys sitting at the table.
No, they were slowly...
They did the cocaine off the secretary in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, shit.
No, the token right. black guy was still in the mailroom in the 80s.
No. We were at the point that he was on the board. He was that guy with the glasses.
See, yeah, but there's two of them. See?
Okay. So they...
Your argument would make sense. They would have a token black guy. But they've got two of them. So this is, you know...
It's called progress, Frank.
I know. But this is the 80s. They didn't have that.
Why is he giving a pep talk to his board of directors?
Because they still have to vote for it. The CEO has to do the board's wishes.
Yeah, but he's telling them what the company does. This is a terrible presentation. We hear... Oh, there's two... two women. Yeah, that's not loaded. That's not realistic.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
not the 80s,
women's
no.
The women's no.
Yeah.
I've seen Wolf of Wall Street. I know where this is going.
Yeah.
A drone.
I did appreciate in the new RoboCop movie that they brought back the design of Ed 209.
I'm surprised they didn't call it the 440, just so, you know, they had the SUX 9000.
Yeah, the SUX 9000. So I play a game called Shadowrun, and that's kind of what I imagine, because I play one of the characters that runs a drone. I kind of imagine my combat drone looking exactly like this. It's a walker drone, too.
Let's just give props for design here.
Yeah. That's, even,
like, there's things moving on it that should move.
This is 21 years old, and that fucking animation still looks good.
No, this is 31 years old.
30. I'm sorry, 31 years old, and that still looks fucking good.
Nope, see the cocaine nose.
You think Warwick Davis is inside that?
probably. This is only 3 years after Star Wars, so yeah.
No, it's Deep Roy.
No, this
oh, wait, no, they show his
8
face.
Years after Star Wars.
After Return of the Jedi.
This is 1 year after Return of the Jedi.
No, it came out in 82, I thought.
84.
We've had this conversation.
You're telling me this thing only works if I point the gun at
We've had this conversation before. If I remember correctly, it was 83. We split the difference on this.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Point the gun at it.
Yeah, point the gun at it. Is that the only time it works? So as long as the criminals don't point the gun at it.
It gave them 20 seconds?
Yeah. Well, it's got to be a reasonable number.
Oh.
Really?
Because a lion.
Someone EMP pulse it. Fuck. Get the fuck away from
like,
me.
Get away.
Fuck you. It wants you, not me.
You know what that looks like? It looks like a microphone.
Yeah. They probably built it off a microphone for the miniature.
Why would it be loaded for a demonstration in the boardroom?
Why wouldn't it, Frank?
Yeah.
That's the 80s.
Yeah.
The scientists were doing cocaine, too.
Yeah.
Where's Donald Trump going? You're fired.
Oh, look at that smoke, though.
Yeah. Like I said, where's Donald Trump? You're fired.
Yeah.
He broke Delta City.
That's why it never worked. The model got broke.
Oh, shit.
I'm very disappointed.
That's a really big fucking glitch. Thank you. I appreciate that you're not that much of an idiot.
No, he doesn't become a dick until 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that dude dies. Oh, shit. Spoiler alert.
How much money could I make?
See, what I want to do is I want to take a cracked out drug dealer and put its brain into this thing.
Oh, you talk about that. That's the second one.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. They Grey Hulked it. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck.
Did you just pitch your idea over a corpse? I mean,
it took that long for the smoke alarms to come on.
All hail the free market.
And see? That's what you do in the free market. You see an opening and take it. And he just said that.
There was an opening in the market, and I fulfilled it.
Yeah.
Supply and demand. They want a robot that doesn't kill people. I have a robot that doesn't kill people.
I can make one.
Yet.
It only kills bad people. It does dream about his wife, but, you know.
And electric sheep.
Yeah.
Ah, coconut milk.
That's probably soy.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Like, okay, plastic cups, but those are actually plastic cups. Those are like $3 at Walmart for a set of 4. So you're playing with a loaded gun in public.
The safety's on, you know.
Oh, well, of course, yeah.
I mean, yeah. They had safeties in the 80s?
Yes, we had safeties in the 80s.
I bet they didn't feed that meter either.
No, they're cops. Of course not. They probably didn't even pay for the drinks.
Oh, an El Camino. Yeah.
Yeah, you know you're in the 80s now.
Well, it was the 70s car.
Yeah.
What? You can still spend it. He picks up a wad of ones. Did you see that?
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
It's called thermite, fuckhead. Learn about it. I know they had thermite concepts back in fucking the
yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't believe Breaking Bad. The earring. That guy's name is now Earring.
I want this guy playing Red Foreman, actually. Yeah. I don't want it the other way around.
Clarence Boddicker is Red Foreman. Oh, you fucking idiot. You wrecked the Rambler.
You wrecked the basement.
Eric, you fuck.
It's a Vista Cruiser. It cruises the Vista.
Oh.
Okay, I need 2 guns for this.
Yeah. What? What
I love this. What the fuck? It's really nice. They've been working together for 10 minutes, and they've already come up with a plan like this.
Yeah.
Well, it's in the future cop textbook.
Yeah.
All that shooting and nobody's dying.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, at least he reloaded his gun.
Improvised tactics.
Did he fly, Bobby?
Clarence Boddicker, one of the best 80s villains ever.
It's a toss-up between him and Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
What if he could fly? Wouldn't that screw your plan up?
It would, yeah.
It is the future.
No, but I can fall with style.
Okay.
Hey, look, it's Detroit now.
Yeah.
That's
the best part about this. It's like you show a picture of Detroit in the 80s.
We're yelling over the movie again.
Yeah. You show a picture of Detroit in the 80s, and it looks like this. And
it
then
still
you,
looks like it
and
now.
It still looks like this now.
Yeah, but that's what City Hall looks like now.
Yeah.
No, this is the...
This used to scare the shit out of this whole part right here when they fuck him up. Used to scare the
spoiler
shit.
Alert.
No. Yeah, no, this is the Flint Water District building. See.
We built it in 1917. We figured it'd last at least 100 years. Well, you figured wrong. Good old lead pipes.
Yeah. You got to add sweetness to the flavor, you know.
Oh, yeah. See, I got
it's good
you.
Enough for the Romans. It's good enough for us.
Legionnaires are pretty great. Why wouldn't we want that disease?
Shoot him in the dick while he's pissing. Duh.
Did you really stop to take a piss? You knew these guys were after you.
I like the bubblegum pop. That's the best part.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Was this right in the middle of like the whole anti-smoking bullshit?
Yep.
That's where.
No, that really didn't start until like the early 90s.
Oh. Don't do drugs. Well,
don't look at the dick. Don't look at the dick.
She's got to look.
Yep.
He's obviously a Black Panther. Obviously.
Why?
The beret, duh.
Yeah, the beret. Oh.
So were the Green Berets Black Panthers?
His character reminds
apparently.
Me. His character reminds me exactly of the dude in Die
See?
Hard. The computer geek. You know, with that freaking laugh.
Yeah.
You just missed all that libertarian commentary.
See, Starship Troopers stole that too.
Of course. I told you it's the same director, actually. It's like Roland Emmerich or something like that, or if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He shot the TV.
Shoot the TV. Yeah.
Why'd you shoot the fucking TV?
It's his first day.
I thought he was a transfer from another precinct.
It's still his first day.
I gotcha.
Come with me if you want to live.
There we go.
Oh.
I know where this is going.
Oh, you're one of those types of cops.
I'll show you exactly what it's going to be like in jail, Bubba.
This factory is their version of Credit Island.
That's blood money. So.
Yeah. Oh. See, I got the imagery with that. I picked that up.
Burnt blood money.
Yeah. Is that similar to a blood diamond?
No.
No, okay. Why don't they just shoot him now?
See? You gotta give him the James Bond death.
Oh, yeah.
At least he didn't come up with something really elaborate, like a piece of old machinery or something.
Yeah. Right. They just, well,
we're still gonna shoot him.
We're just gonna put you on this fucking table and shoot you a bunch.
Well, you see, that's the thing that I like about this guy as a bad guy, is that he doesn't do that, set up the elaborate plan, and then leave him alone and assume it'll go according to plan.
Yeah, no, he's like, no, we're just going to pump him full of fucking lead and make sure the problem's dead. And you didn't do a damn thing to her besides pop her in the head with a fucking shotgun.
I hate that guy's laugh.
Yeah.
He should be the first to die.
Yeah, because he's black.
Well, yeah, it is the 80s, yeah. Slime.
That's the best you can come up with off the top of your head. You're slime, you see?
This was funny.
This
is funny. I appreciate
yeah,
this.
It is.
He's seen Caddyshack.
We're getting the full version here.
Yeah. This is the only way to watch RoboCop where they do all this
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
He started with a jerk-off hand. You're just all kinds of mean.
Yeah.
It's never going to feel the same again.
Yeah. If you're planning to ruin his life, just shoot his dick off. Come on.
See, because, you know, jerking off with the left hand is kind of like fucking your girlfriend's sister.
Yeah.
It can be fun, but it's just not
that
the same.
That fucking bulletproof vest sucks.
Well, no. They're not bulletproof.
They're bullet resistant.
Bullet resistant vest.
And they're pumping a lot of lead into it.
Okay.
But did you die?
Besides that, they're shooting shotgun slugs into the thing.
You hope it's slugs. Everyone.
I didn't realize he got his whole arm.
Well, actually, a bullet resistant vest will stop a buckshot no problem.
Yeah. I want to know how they saved that, because they shot him in the fucking head. How does he? Well, yeah, I guess you just don't die immediately.
BPR.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
They got some good drugs in the '80s. You know.
That's the future.
Yeah.
Bullet shots to the head don't kill you immediately. Apparently.
Works for D&D.
He's got one of those artificial brains.
Yeah.
The sport edition.
See, all they had to do was cut out the bad part.
Oh, you mean his entire prefrontal cortex?
No, yeah, cut out the part that got shot.
Look, I don't want to drum you down or anything, but that's half his brain. That's what that is.
Yeah.
It's mostly jelly, so
yeah.
When you shoot a bullet through it, you seem ballistic chill. Imagine that happened to a brain.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm saying it. It's like the minute that happened, I was like, I don't think this is fucking possible.
It's not.
I'm not even saying like up until the bullet, like if they would have just not shot
you take
him
a
in
bullet
the
to the brain at point blank range, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not alive.
Especially in the 80s.
This is a movie.
Yeah.
Let's get some blood drawn. We can figure out if he has any diseases that might be killing him. Doctor, it seems he has a bad case of bullet in the brain.
Yeah. I think I figured out the problem.
TJ Laser as opposed to TJ Hooker.
Hey, they knew my porn name.
I'm not dead yet. I'm still dreaming.
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
Now he's dreaming of electric sheep.
I think I'll go for a walk. I feel happy. I feel...
He's got a... Like, I would completely be okay with this if he hadn't gotten shot in the head. Like... Because there's
like the
other
neck or something.
Yeah, but. Like there's other wounds. Like you shoot somebody in the fucking heart.
Well, they didn't shoot him in the important part of the brain.
Okay.
I think is what they're saying.
Oh, just half of it. Okay.
Right.
Look at that.
They shot him in the lizard part of the brain. You know,
okay.
That, you know.
You know it's an 80s movie because the doctor looks like a pedophile now.
Yeah. And you pull out the 3-foot needle, you know.
But that's totally in the, like, that's in the fucking temple area. Like, right here, where they got the fucking shot.
I think Frank's fucking with you, Matt. Frank's fucking with you, Matt.
Why?
You don't get shot through half of the brain and go, oh, I'll walk it off.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that
that's what I said.
He's fucking with you, Matt.
I think I'll go for a walk.
No, I know that. I just...
Can of corn. Can of corn, I'll be fine. Yeah, that's how you fix a video camera. You turn a screw.
Yep.
Science. Oh, my God.
Yep, because that's how you do that. What is that going to... What's the screwdriver going to do?
The pneumatic screwdriver on top of it all.
I actually completely hated this in the set in the new RoboCop when they gave him the real arm. I was like, no, fuck that. I agree with
I
this guy's logic.
I haven't seen the new
one. Oh, yeah, no, they give him his real fucking hand. Fuck all that.
I'm just looking at the glasses going, why did we do this? It didn't even make sense because it was wasting materials.
Lose the arm.
And who wouldn't
the
want...
The huge 80s glasses, you know.
Yeah, I need them to hang off the side of my head.
And see, who wouldn't want this as for a fucking arm? Are you kidding me? Come on now.
Give him the real stranger.
What operating system are they running on this?
At this point, it would be a DOS system. I was
this would be pre DOS.
85.
Yeah.
Is it pre DOS?
Oh yeah, we'd be talking
like a Unix system.
Either Unix or we'd be talking like the original Apple IIe.
Oh shit!
Or there's a Commodore 64 running this fucking thing.
I gotcha. Yeah, because you guys have your New Year's Eve party in the fucking lab.
Is he on the floor?
I don't know. I've never gotten
this.
They just leave him as a pile of shit on the floor.
No, he's in his chair.
But no, she got down like on her knees. Yeah.
I like the fact that they actually had the terms correct. Load BIOS.
Yeah, that scripting was right.
Right.
No, he's loading bios of the people he's watching. He likes long walks on the beach.
It's for you.
The new one totally lost this aspect of it. Like, they didn't take it over the top enough.
Yeah. Yeah, this is for you. Who am I? What am I?
What am I? Yeah. Like, this is the essential part of the RoboCop movies is you didn't... It's the overreach of technology and the fusion of man. Like, you didn't get that. It's just...
It's a giant brain, sir.
Shut up, asshole. I love
that. Look, it's Stagman. An inside joke. She takes those glasses off enough that I don't think they're doing anything.
Are they?
Yeah. Fuck you, Death Sergeant. You don't get to decide what happens in your PlayStation.
Oh, no, because the OCP runs the cops.
Oh.
Remember, they bought the cops.
That's how I completely forget about that.
I didn't
put
it together till now, but that's actually just a synthesizer bass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For his footsteps.
It is.
Yeah. Even the bad guys are like,
what the fuck is that?
Discount Jacques Von Van Damme.
So RoboCop, duh.
Wait, you said you wanted a 24/7 cop. What's this rest shit?
Yeah. Well, he's got to do paperwork, Frank.
Applesauce. Shit.
So we know that how the human body works. So if we were to fuse it with a machine, we would have to have a digestive system, a excretion system, a circulatory system, and the brain. Right? That's correct. Effectively all that, yes, we would need.
You'd need the guts, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
And you would need the lungs.
Okay.
So basically, you would need the guts.
Okay.
You'd need the kidney. You'd need the liver. You'd need the spine. You'd need the heart. You know.
Okay.
Or at least the electronic
equivalent of it. Okay, I gotcha.
Why does public trust scare me so much?
Well, this was in the 80s before they
serve the public trust. Wait, what?
Directive 4. That guy, she's getting laid.
It's CL Astrophone. Did you see the way she kissed him during that New Year's scene? I think she already did.
How do you know they're blanks, ladies and gentlemen? Because the camera operator is not dead.
Jeremy, we're going to steal a sin. We're going to steal you a sin from you. Bing!
And their hands don't move at all.
Is that a real gun, Frank?
No.
Okay.
This is called prop.
No, I'm just asking.
Five round burst. Five to seven. A machine pistol is what that is.
Yeah, with an unlimited ammo clip.
Yeah, no kidding.
Why do you have wooden targets? That's horrible.
Well, it doesn't need to be a very high caliber if you have robotic accuracy.
Yeah.
You can just plug him in the eye with a .22 and he's dead.
Yeah. Hilariously, we go back to my shadow run.
There it is. She knows it's Murphy because he did the twirl thingy.
Yeah. Hilariously.
Like we didn't program that in.
Yeah. Hilariously.
The humanity is taking over the system, man.
Yeah. Hilariously, my Shadowrun character has a robotic leg that does that. Because I watched this movie.
Go get him, boy. He's a dog.
How do you know? You don't know.
What a horrible ramp.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
That's an up and down?
Yeah.
There's no guy at the top or anything?
Of course, what's hitting? The gas tank.
Yeah.
You know, it's the 80s. They had the Yugos, or not the Yugos still, but the Pintos.
Yeah. Now, did they specifically modify this this car to accept
these things? You would think they would need some, like, at least heavy-duty springs.
Yeah.
See, why didn't they take him in the boardroom and crap?
Okay.
Yeah. Shh. Oh, of course, yeah.
You heard me say that before.
Yeah.
Oh, we've all said it before.
It's just funny to hear it in the movie.
Oh, no. He's got a beard. He must be the bad guy.
And a trench coat.
And a wife beater.
And he looks kind of unkempt.
Yeah, you're right.
Now that I think about it, hey, Matt, go stand by the TV.
I don't have the machine.
Why is she wearing night clothes?
Because it's night. Duh.
Oh, hey, that's what we're drinking
hey,
right
that's
now.
That's my beer. Yeah. Hey, you might as well, because they'll just turn her into a fucking cop.
Yeah. They need more people equals more cops.
Exactly.
Dumbass.
How much did Miller Lite give him again?
I don't know.
A lot, probably.
Why does he make that sound when he comes in the fucking... Science, technology, I got it.
Yeah. Because it sounds cool.
No, gotcha. Not the Jack Daniels.
Anything but the...
It would have been even cooler if, like, speakers would have popped out of his shoulders.
He's... Well, that guy's dead now. You killed him.
That's the sound it makes when you break a man's neck.
Are you going to clean that up?
Good night.
You going to clean that up? Just send the bill to OCP.
He didn't put him in his car. He just threw him into the wall and left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to clean that up.
I always appreciate.
They didn't teach you the. They didn't program in the arresting part of.
Apparently not. Just kill.
Yeah, she's going to be in that part of town. Uh huh. It's the 80s big hair.
Yeah.
You either had short hair or. Big hair.
Splatterpunks.
It depended on how much you wanted to put into the effort.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be able to get out of the shower and go to work in 5 minutes, you had the short hair. If you wanted to spend 2 cans of Aquanet.
Yeah.
How'd they know how to make that billboard if he destroyed the model?
I keep wanting to hear every time this sound effect comes on this.
Just like some hardcore fucking heavy metal.
Yeah,
some 80s heavy metal.
Ding, 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 ding.
Like exactly what they did for the Iron Man movie where they played Iron Man. Yeah.
Shoot him in the nuts.
Good.
Oh, you don't need those.
How did he know that wasn't a transvestite? How did they not know? How did they know it wasn't a transvestite? Would they have cared? These are the questions we need to ask.
Yes.
There's a hole in the water well.
No, it's actually the appropriate response from a machine. I don't know how to deal with this. Go talk to some human. But you are human. No, I'm not.
But how is he able to identify she was in an emotional crisis?
It's a good point.
because she was operating outside of normal parameters. Therefore, it must be an emotional response.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
A plus B equals D, you see?
Yeah, the age of the tiny microphones.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bob Barker
the microphones? Bob Barker effect. Yeah.
He's got a tiny microphone. I need a tiny microphone. I want it to look like I'm holding a CO2 cartridge.
I love this.
Send in the drone.
I love this part right here where the news guy's like,
right.
Hey, talk about this. Well, terrorism is a tricky business. Oh, fuck off the cops, the RoboCops here.
Ooh, shiny.
Shiny. This is the decade of ADD. I'm going up there.
Away from your giant nose.
Park. That's not a park. I don't think that's a park.
No, I don't think it's a park.
I don't think that's a park.
See, like, the sound effects make me think that he's running on some kind of nuclear reactor or something like that.
They better have that, like...
Because you know what the sound effect is? That's the same sound effect they use for the Whopper in War Games.
Well, thank you for telling me that you're a desperate man.
Hey, there's been mornings where I thought about holding people hostage for a cup of coffee.
Was this the mayor?
No, this is an alderman. The XUX 9000. 6000 XUX.
It's the 80s. We can give you a CD player.
Not an 85. You could get a CD player, but it would skip.
Fair.
They hadn't jerked me off?
No, I don't want to see that at all.
They hadn't built in buffers into the CD players in the 80s yet. Yeah. So every time you hit a bump in the road.
Why is his neck cold?
How is an alderman able to get a fucking machine gun?
An Uzi.
That's the 80s.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy of Detroit. She's touching an appropriate place. He needs
where
an
did
adult.
The per- no, no, because yeah, I'm sure he asked her. Where did he touch you? Pretty. Shiny.
His name's not Robo.
They know this is trouble. the commercials.
Yeah. Everybody else remember the Cold War?
Nuke them. Somebody's got to build it.
I'd buy it.
I'd buy it for a dollar.
One million new jobs. It's reckless optimism.
Oh, I'm wearing a suit. You can believe me.
The end of crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, the end of crime.
Define crime. Handball.
It was a thing in the
80s. I remember. I'm just saying handball, not racquetball. Handball.
Yeah, it was a thing in the 80s.
It was a thing a little bit in the 90s, too.
Yeah.
And then people were like, this is stupid.
This is fucking dumb.
Are you telling me the executives don't get stall doors? Fuck this company.
Yeah.
They get stock tickers over the urinals, but they don't get stall doors. Uh-oh. He's got a robot that kills people, so...
Yeah. There they go.
Guess who's in the shitter?
Dick Jones.
Oh, there was a stall door.
Prepare to get urinal raped.
Yeah.
All right, you listen here, you little shit.
Actually, I think that's exactly how he starts it off. Oh, I'm sorry. He does the diplomatic stance first.
Yeah, he went the Orion technique. He's a rebel.
Ding, ding, ding.
What?
Buddy boy.
I guess you could say he caught him with his pants down.
But it fucking works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your boss said it thought it was important. You fuck. Get out of here. Leave me be.
Yeah.
It's what?
Fuck her right in the pussy. I did not get that impression.
Speaking of which, we're in a time in this movie where they can build robotic cops.
Yeah.
Where are the robotic fuck bots?
That's the next evolution. You got to remember, it's OCP.
You should have came up with them first.
Well, you have to get,
because all they got to do is lay there and go, oh yes, oh baby, oh
you
yes,
you have to
oh
get
baby.
The robotic cop first, so the public completely is okay with.
Well, no, because you got to get the robotic prostitution first. Then you bring along
you're doing it all wrong.
Let's be honest.
It's the oldest profession. You got to have the robotic prostitute first, and then you bring the robotic cop in to bust the robotic prostitutes.
Let's be honest. A robotic titty doesn't feel the same. You just need a mechanical vagina.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then you have counterfeit vaginas.
If all else fails, fuck it. You know?
That's it.
Like you have name brand vaginas and knockoff vaginas. And
Toshiba would be totally in the knockoff vagina club.
The same company that built the sports heart.
Vagina, yeah. HD.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Yamaha, actually, yeah. If I remember correctly.
Like I said, you figure if they can build a heart, they can build a vagina.
You know what those oscilloscopes are doing? Neither do they. They're just there.
They're just there.
Science. Technology.
That's things. What I got out of this.
It's like the Star Trek, the red laser. That machine's always there in every movie. You know, the thing that just shoots back and forth. It's always it's just there to look good. Yes.
Back when your chicken nuggets came in a styrofoam fucking container. Look at that. What have we done with our lives?
Yeah, I miss styrofoam. Of course, I actually kind of miss the McDLT.
Yeah.
I've told you about that, where you got the hot side hot and the cold side cold.
Yeah.
And Jason Alexander selling it to you.
Yep. He's having a seizure. Oh, shit. What do we do if RoboCop has a seizure? Does Ativan work on him?
We build in a surge protector. Duh.
See, now
he's dead.
Nope, he's dead, Jim.
He died in his dreams. He should be dead.
He dead. See, this does answer the question.
His mind makes it real.
Oh, that does answer the question. You said, oh, if you die in your dreams, do you die?
Yeah.
No? Yeah.
Yeah. There's that. And it also answers the question of what that you see on the movies when they ask, what does your phone dream of? Apparently dying at the hands of Clarence Boddicker.
Take a look at this. He doesn't even really look at it.
Just let. It's a glitch. Duh.
Because you know, 80s, dot matrix, green and white paper. Yeah. You spend 3 months trying to analyze where the one piece of coding error was.
Yeah.
You
know? No, but one glance at a few lines on a piece of paper tells you everything you need to know about RoboCop.
Yeah.
Exactly. That says 11011110, not 01110001. Oh, fuck. We're totally screwed now.
Can you repeat that?
No. I could, but I'd have to go back and cut
Bob,
and paste.
Bob, you fucked up on the coding when you wrote this. And see, here... RoboCop, duh.
He's like a clone trooper. He has a number. Duh. Yeah.
just call me Metal Dick.
Metal Dick. He doesn't have a dick anymore.
You sure?
That's unnecessary.
He's got plenty of other tools.
He knew you for a day.
No, he's got a dick. They just put it in his arm. Remember
yeah. that? Well, no, that's a probe to...
Exactly. What does he do with that probe? He fucks shit with it.
Why are these people freaking out?
She just lied. He's become self-aware like fucking Skynet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got... Okay.
Wait. RoboCop is in charge of Skynet.
No.
I can see
how?
It.
How? Why?
Technically, why? Like...
I could see it until he came out with RoboCop 3 and he became a real person.
In the one
when he became
Christian
a real
Bale,
boy.
Technically.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But you stuck a brain into the machine.
Yeah.
There's going to be some residual shit hanging around.
Yeah. No. Yeah. This guy's argument's actually really good. You want to take him offline because he has a fucking dream? That's stupid. Let's just monitor it while he's doing his job and making sure.
Maybe he is human. After all.
That's basically the fuck you answer. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't stand behind a desk and threaten to take your badge and gun, so I guess I'm okay with it.
Good answer.
Not serious asshole. I'm going to go with asshole.
As opposed to a comedic asshole.
No, he's a mega, mega asshole.
No, he means
no,
well.
No, Boniger would be the mega, mega asshole.
It's a shell company.
Does. No, see, the difference is... the difference is he means well, but he's also looking out for number one.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to everybody else, they're looking out for their friends, their buddies,
Yeah.
You know... You're screwing over the department. You're screwing over the city.
Hey, dipshit, you need people like that to make the fucking cocaine. Yeah, because that's how that's how cash registers work now.
Well, they didn't even work like that then.
I know, right?
Something was shifty about this guy. He was drinking Perrier.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do nothing stupid as I have a gun next to a...
Crime in progress.
Yeah.
You're a computer. You can't figure out what kind of crime.
Maybe he's just a concealed carry guy that got a little carried away.
Concealed carry.
Yeah, there's a holster for it.
You don't conceal carry an Uzi.
Well, that's a Mac 10.
Plain geometry.
No, that's not even a Mac 10. That's the German knockoff Uzi. Or is that a Mac 10?
Of course he's in college. He's wearing glasses.
Yeah, duh.
You know, that's a Mac 10 because he can see the fucking bullet.
Oh, you mean it fires from the open bolt is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like any other machine gun out there.
Yeah.
Hey, remember me?
Boom. Trailer.
Oh.
Sell it.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Like how immediately all of us like, no,
not,
you don't.
Not from the nose to the chin, you don't. This is the Batman effect.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Yeah, gas is pink, everybody. Didn't you know?
Yeah. Well, it is the future. It's
that's not gasoline. They figured out something.
Oh, my God. I just realized that that's the asshole surgeon from ER.
Yes, it is.
Holy shit.
Which, oh, yeah. Oh, he's yeah. now figured
the one that got
out?
His yeah. fucking arm cut off. Yeah.
Like, I knew the face, but I didn't put it together.
Don't worry, I was sitting here thinking the same thing. I'm like, what else is he in? I know him from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just shot through the cylinder of a Harley.
Oh, he's dead.
Actually, no, he's not, because this is movies.
Yeah. He was wearing his movie helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. His plot helmet.
Yeah.
They can't kill him now, because they got to dump him in the acid later,
yeah.
you know?
That's actually that's also another part that scared the shit out of me when I was growing up.
I can say, you know what that movie reminded me of? Remember the movie The Toxic Avenger?
Yep.
Who are you?
Wait,
you're a fucking computer. Can you not pull up like the Detroit City criminal database and go?
You would think.
He should be smoking a hookah when he asks that.
What they need here is a computer hacker. Good thing
really?
He is.
That's their computer, Matt.
Oh, yeah, because remember in the 80s, computers took up entire rooms.
That's what they lay, that's what they play Pong on.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck
He's a
computer.
He's a cop, you fuckhead.
They stole that from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Of course he's in.
Now, what machine would you plug in there?
I know.
I've always thought that. I was like, why is that like that?
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah, and why'd he turn a key?
Yeah.
To render an image.
How much RAM you think he's got?
I don't know.
Probably, you know.
They probably would use.
I'm guessing
56
it's probably
kilobytes.
Something. Well, no, 64 probably.
Well,
yeah.
Well, the thing
they
is,
did come in.
No,
in,
that's
in,
his processor.
Yeah, because they
this
did
is come, cutting edge.
I know, but RAM came in factors of 8. Then I think my first computer that I had 256 kilobytes of RAM.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is you could use the
and
human,
that costs like $300.
if we go with this, you could use the human brain as the memory and the processor at the same time.
Well, you could see using the brain as the ROM, but not the RAM.
It already stores memory.
I know that's the ROM.
No, that's
that would be the ROM.
What does
the
program run in?
You still have to have RAM.
Where do you store it, and where does it run from?
That's a good point.
I mean, I get what you're saying. To interface with the brain, the brain can function as a separate computer. But
yeah. Yeah, you're dead. They killed you. Boom!
Oh, of course. They had to put that in there.
Yeah.
One letter at a time.
Well, yeah, because, you know, drama.
Yeah.
Plus, it's color.
Primrose Lane. That's a nice sounding one.
Oh, of course, Primrose Lane, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, somebody put up Katniss Lane, but...
This is when he walks into the backyard and goes, "Hey, baby." In that computer voice. "Hey, baby." "Remember me? Let me show you what I can do with this thing in my hand." "Excuse me while I whip this out."
One family house. Fuck you. You're not my dad. What?
Just numbers. Just
you made that up. You made that up.
Why did they clean the fucking...
Well, they put new ones in there the next, you know.
Oh, God. Remember the 80s with brass? Brass was everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about it. Well, see, no. Well, yeah, they would just put new ones in there. Yeah.
There's a giant TV on a stand not made to hold it. Yeah, this is an 80s movie.
Oh, did they have flat screens in 1985?
No.
No, they were still tube.
That is a modified Apple. It kind of looks like an Apple II. Why wouldn't you clean that shit up?
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. Why wouldn't you?
Or that?
Or that.
And why is it on fire? Oh, because she burnt it. That's right. Because she's like, "Well, fuck this place."
Got too close to the jack-o'-lantern, obviously. Remember when Polaroid had a tripod?
Right?
Polaroid remembers. Isn't it lucky that Peter Weller had just a really weird shaped head?
Yeah. They probably cast him because he had the weird shaped head. Like, I'm pregnant. I would have liked
I got to take a shit. Get out of the way.
Get out of the way, you fucking bitch.
I came in here to go to the bathroom. I love you too, honey, but I'm really focused on this turd. That was their 30-second attempt to elicit an emotional response.
You break it, you buy it. I guess he bought his house.
See...
Was now, that a
this,
boob?
This is the nightclub that Matt Reefer needs to go to. That doesn't exist, but...
Well, this is the nightclub I used to go to.
Back when you could dance by not dancing?
Exactly.
And the music.
This is why I became a musician. Because I couldn't deal with synthesized synth pop.
I gotcha.
And I couldn't dance either.
I had a feeling Frank once had an urge to play a keytar.
Oh, never.
Never?
Never. Never.
Good thing he doesn't have nuts. Oh, look, it's Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga's in here.
How much did everybody there?
The 80s cocaine scene had to have this.
Yep. You're doing it wrong. It's not off her ass.
How much did everybody in that club hate that guy? Because they were just cheering the fact that he was getting taken away.
Well, it was the 80s. It was the raves. They were probably on X.
Like what?
You gotta have scotch there, too. It means they're rich.
Oh, that's right. He does. Oh, yeah. Still not off her ass, though, so. What are that? Isn't that like baby? That looks like baby powder. I've never actually seen cocaine.
Powdered sugar.
There are hookers. Yeah.
He said models. They're models,
they're
damn.
They're hookers.
They're model hookers. They're the best hookers.
These are the $3,000 an hour hookers.
He called for home delivery of champagne. Plausible.
Yeah.
He probably sent out one of his assistants or some shit.
From Champagne Hut.
Yeah. Well, they just sent it on the drone, man.
30 minutes.
Bitches leave.
See, as best.
30 minutes or your Don Perignon is free.
I think he's going to be busy. Is that what is?
That's a perfect place to shoot somebody. That just makes them hurt. Yeah.
He had cocaine.
Let me ask you a question. Is that about the sound that the suppressor would make on
it? No.
Okay.
Actually, that's not too far off.
Okay.
A little louder.
A little,
more,
but
more
not,
mechanical. You still hear the bolt.
Yeah, you do. You still hear the bolt, and you still hear the... It basically... It would make a 45 sound like a 22. So you would still hear it.
Okay.
It would still like it would still sound like a gunshot, but like I said, what it does is it takes like a 45, makes it sound like a 22.
Okay.
So the old... That's closer than they do a lot of times, where it goes pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
That's not what... No.
Yeah.
Or the... No.
No.
This is actually pretty close. They got this relatively... A lot closer than most movies do.
Yeah.
It's great you left a recorded message for the police to find.
It's an incendiary device. They're gonna. It's gonna burn everything down.
I wanna know why. Okay, so wait. So the. Right. This is live.
No, it's a recorded. It's a recorded video that he put in the laser disc dealio.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
See, why wouldn't you crawl to the bathtub? Oh, wait, it's the 80s. The bathtub's plastic. Never mind.
Assembly line drug processing. We don't even have that now.
Look at all that waste, too. I mean,
I know. They're throwing a lot.
I mean, maybe they got a catch system in place, but...
I don't know. I was watching the Netflix
that would
TV
be for
show
the
Narcos.
Cocaine, that would be for the cocaine special blend. You know, the stuff off the floor that they sweep up later.
Matt asked me once why we're not criminals. I'm like, because we try to be too smart about it, and then we hate being criminals. Like, man, if only we put cookies on this conveyor belt.
Yeah.
He plays a damn good guy, or a damn good bad guy.
Bad guy, yeah. It's unfortunate he wasn't
He's got the perfect voice for it.
Yeah.
It's money. Well, they are pointing guns at you. That those fingers were in his butt earlier.
Yeah.
He stink-palmed his brandy.
He's stupid.
That guy does not look
He's
Italian.
He's not a wop. He's a spick. Get it right.
Yeah.
I mean...
Guns. I love that.
He's playing tonight. Never miss a game.
What's the next line, Matt?
That's the only one I remember.
Oh.
It's like it's those ones that just stick in my head like that.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
good thing that door didn't break the first time. Or the second time.
Man, you figure that programming would assess the structural integrity of the door. And,
right, yeah.
Yeah, you'd figure hit it in the right spot.
I mean, you can figure out where balls are hiding.
Why didn't he use his thermal imaging that he had 10 minutes ago?
Look, just fucking shoot him through the door. The
if you can't shoot him in the mouth, put your gun down, you idiot.
Yeah.
It's the lightsaber argument.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing a knife to a lightsaber fight?
Trouble.
Good answer. That is the appropriate response to that. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Sulu's got the right idea. Go down fighting.
Maybe we should put that in the intro for the new show.
Yeah. Ah, fuck you.
No. Come with me or there will be trouble.
See, I never realized this before. This is actually plausible because not every single one of them has an AK.
Yeah.
Like, they're all different calibers and crap. Like, they would have to get them secondhand.
Yeah, because there's a 45, there's a shotgun, there's an Uzi.
Like, they do overuse the Uzi a little bit, but that was the hip gun in the 80s.
It was. There's a rock or a grenade launcher. A thump gun, basically, is what we called them.
Yeah.
Like, I see a couple mini Uzis, a couple MAC-10s.
Yeah.
I think that was an MP5, yeah.
Same difference, yeah. One bad guy kills the other, of course.
The quintessential fire sideways.
That's how that works.
Yeah, because that you saw that didn't work.
Shoot him in the mouth. Shoot him in the mouth.
Wait, only the big bad is left, and you didn't shoot him?
Well, now he's got to make it personal.
Oh, yeah.
Because now it's personal.
You killed me.
You killed me.
So this is just pure vengeance.
I love it. Fuck you.
I want this version of this guy as Red Foreman. I do. I really do.
I'm glad they named him Clarence.
Yeah.
Such a weird name for a bad guy.
What?
Clarence. Like Boniger. That sounds like it could be a villain or a good guy.
Yeah,
or something.
But
it's a power name, but Clarence. Clarence!
Oop, sorry. I dropped something there. you slipped.
Hilariously.
That's now my catchphrase.
What?
It's Dick Jones! That's now mine.
He slipped. No, I didn't beat him up. He fell down. Wait a minute. He's a cop, yes.
Hold on, but you threw him through a fucking window.
No, he didn't throw him through. He slipped.
There's no law against... Yeah.
He's a cop, but what does he not have?
There's no badge.
He doesn't have a badge.
He was assisting him in finding an exit.
Right. Yeah, no, he didn't throw him through a window. He slipped.
Four? Thank you. Murder.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yep.
Oh God. Oh, hey.
Yeah,
give
you
me
should.
My fucking phone call.
There you go.
I love that. Just give me my fucking phone call.
Yeah, no,
I love
you,
it.
No, you shouldn't go out and killing the cops, you see.
Listen here, you run of a, you hoodlum.
You scallywag.
I'm the death sergeant
here. You shouldn't do that.
You measly pickpocket, you.
You kill anybody else in the city, see, that's fine. We can deal with that. But you kill a cop, we got problems.
I suppose boys will be boys. Things get rough, you kill a cop or two.
You know, why not? There's a whole bunch of them, you know.
There's only one RoboCop.
My cousin, Patty McFlannery.
It is kind of ironic, Justice, the guy that you killed arrested you an hour later.
You're dead.
We killed you. Wait a minute.
No, wait. You're fucking... Clarence put a fucking bullet in your head.
It's kind of
How
funny.
How are you alive?
It's kind of funny that Acid Boy figured it out,
yeah.
But Clarence
didn't. Clarence had no idea.
Wait a minute. So Dick Jones is protecting Clarence Boniger.
Yeah.
So Clarence has clearance.
Roger. That's another movie to add to the list, Matt.
Yep, Airplane.
See, that's classy. You uploaded the video before he walked in.
Yeah.
Is there a murder mode? Wouldn't it be a program violation?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think. Well, that's why the...
Just
the...
gotta put...
There we go. Here's Peter Welling's actor classes coming back.
Directive 4.
He went to the William Shatner School of Acting in Pain. I can arrest this man. I can't make the arrest.
Wait, robots feel pain? Oh, cyborgs feel pain?
Cyborgs do.
Yeah, I guess if you have a spinal column, you can feel pain.
Just delete it. Delete it.
Yeah, you fought every other piece of your programming. You can't fight this one?
You defenestrated the fuck out of Clarence.
I guess.
That's a cool word.
Okay,
I just learned what that was.
I guess, since this is a definitive directive.
Wait, you just learned when I said it?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody used that
to defenestrate.
Remember that, because it was recorded.
Yeah. Okay, this is the piece of CGI that falls apart.
Like I said, it looks like they took a microphone and put it on its side.
Well, they probably did. It is probably based on a microphone.
There's that lion roar again. Every time that thing... You'll hear it.
Well, look at the head. It's a giant fucking speaker is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, they programmed it for Melee. Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
2D6, you know? Wait a minute. It goes full auto unless it's grabbing on you, then it goes single shot.
Ah, the classic storytelling method. Machine versus machine.
Yeah, but the machine with the brain has to win. Oh, the rockets. Pull out the rockets. You need rockets. That's where Iron Man got the little rocket from with the tank. That's my favorite scene
Not
in that
the fish
movie.
Tank.
That's my favorite scene in Iron Man. Just a little trouble.
Ah, Waddle program is activated.
You'd think they'd... So how would you reprogram balance into the brain? Would you just leave that?
Stairs. It's one weakness.
Gyroscopes.
Gyroscopes?
Yeah. Yeah. You would think...
Billion piece of technology.
They never... Yeah.
Didn't program it for fucking stairs.
That's the whole point of why you make a walker drone, so it can walk down the fucking stairs.
Oh, we gave it a virus.
Why is it making those noises?
Now it sounds like a pig.
It also is in pain. Yeah, because that's how that thing would
act. They stole that right from Doom.
Yeah. It would just sit there and be like, well, I can't figure out how to get this. I'm stuck, so fuck. And just shut down.
It would activate its help bracelet.
Yep.
It's falling and it can't get up.
Help, I've fallen.
It's funny, is given the time period to this, it would actually use the old lady voice.
Wait, he's bleeding?
He has organic.
Or is it oil?
It's oil. He's got a lot of moving parts. If he cries, he rusts. Dorothy.
Hold on.
When the hell did SWAT get Stiers?
They really need to give all of the cops
anti-RoboCop
vests,
guns? Oh.
Vests made of the shit that RoboCop was
no
made
shit.
Of. Imagine if you could just make a suit made out of that.
Oh, like a power armor suit?
Like an Iron Man.
Yeah. Before you take all the technology and all of it is a suit.
Yeah, like an exosuit. Yeah. Yes. How did they not come up with that before they came
up
with Iron Man?
They came up with this, yeah. See, now you're asking questions about the plot of this story.
Oh, okay, that's just making too much sense.
Yeah.
And, of course, they didn't have anybody down on the lower levels to cover.
Yeah, because
they didn't create a perimeter or anything.
Right, no. Yeah. No, you don't need to do that. Hey, he might get away. Maybe we should have people at the back door.
Sir, he is bulletproof. Shut up.
Or they were stupid enough to put his old partner back. Hey, you take the back door.
Well that
we'll
they
flush
don't,
him
they
out
don't
to
know,
you.
They don't know that OCP used Murphy.
But they left one cop to guard the back door.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean you weren't open to fire before?
Right.
Oh, great. Now a dinosaur's attacking.
Now we get the 6,000 SUX commercial.
Only obvious it's California because it said Bank of California.
It's Godzilla, but it's not because, you know.
We're going to get sued to shit.
Because of international copyright laws.
I love that. The 6,000 SUX.
8.2 miles per gallon.
That's actually pretty good for an SUX.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I love that. Startup test.
The peace platform. It's a laser.
Like, this is like 1984 all over again. Oh, yeah. There's a shitty movie if you want to do a shitty movie. The Dustin Hoffman version of 1984. Oh, big hair and the sweater with the shoulder pads. Yeah, I had to do
that. The Cosby sweater with the shoulder pads. And the giant ass earrings.
And the long face. Unemployed person. Imagine if they'd have got Chong to play this part.
Right.
Keva Rosenberg.
Or even better than Chong, if they had got Booger.
Yeah.
Because Booger was big in the 80s, you know? Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't do that. She worked really hard to get that plaque. What did she do to you?
Get the hell out of you, scarred up motherfucker.
Tim Burton called. He wants to use your face.
Yeah. I'm making a movie.
For all of his movies.
Right. I'm making an animated movie about a dude, a Halloween character that wants to take over Christmas.
Yeah.
Someone call Lilo. I found Stitch.
You mean Robo? Just say RoboCop. Just say RoboCop. Was this them just trying to get around the censorship?
It's rated R.
Well, no, but...
Yeah, but you can call him a cunt.
Yeah, it's true.
Couldn't call him a bitch either, you know, because women's lib, you know.
Yeah, that he does bring up a good point. Clarence Boddicker did implicate him. And, yeah, you have a cyborg that can't arrest you, but he is a cop and can go tell other cops to arrest him. So you fucked up.
Why should we arrest him? Go look at the videotape.
Yeah.
You know, those 1,000 other cops that don't have Direct-to-4 programmed into their skull?
Right, yeah. Yes, we can buy some of them, but there will be one true believer that will still arrest Meyer.
Well, two that we know of, the sergeants and Lewis.
This is how we know this guy's really evil. Because that giant couch, he sits down right next to the guy. Yeah. I hate it when people do that.
Yeah, it's just like when you go to take a piss in the bathroom. You know,
the guy shows up.
There's three urinals.
Yeah, you always got to leave that I'm not gay urinal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always tell when you walk in, too, because it's always the cleanest. It never gets pissed in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trust a bathroom with only two urinals.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Go shit in the... You go only piss get to
that's right after don't trust a skinny cook.
Right. And it's guy code, ladies, if you're listening. You only get to use the middle urinal at a ballpark.
Yep.
Or if the other two are already taken out of the
bar. And it's
usually
just a trough, and you can kind of pick...
Exactly.
...the spacing.
Right.
You assume it based on the line.
Yeah. Go piss in the stall.
Because guy code says if you're the first one in the bathroom, use one end or the other.
Yeah.
Preferably the far end.
Yeah.
Then the second guy comes in, he's got to leave that I'm not gay urinal, and he goes into the next one there.
Yeah.
It's not even
then
gay,
the third guy comes in, he's okay. If they're both, then he can go in the middle. Just don't look.
If there is not a stall.
You look straight ahead. You do your business and you get the hell out.
Unless
you do not talk. You do not talk at the urinal line.
Yeah. You look at your own dick.
Exactly.
Hair dryer.
Oh, there's that pneumatic. There's that fucking.
No, that's an electric drill.
There's the baby food. Yeah, I need those for target practice later.
Hey, those screws were vertical. We saw that.
See, this is how you don't need the brain. You got to have something to screw into.
Oh.
Giggity.
And also, you could move the brain from the head and put it in his chest.
Exactly.
So
it's in a jar like Futurama, you know.
Yeah.
The brain is actually back.
Yeah, no, you could totally reroute the wiring for it and put it in his chest, the more armored position.
Exactly. Yeah.
You wouldn't need it in the head.
No, see, the brain is back in a jar at OCP.
Well.
And it's just using Wi-Fi to talk to them.
Well, Wi-Fi doesn't exist because cell phones don't exist yet.
Well, they had to create Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
Although that wouldn't make sense because then he would have known who Clarence Boniger was
actually,
right at the
according
beginning.
According to Tron, he did come up with Wi-Fi in the 80s.
That's true.
That's
true,
yes. There's another movie we've got to add to the list.
Yeah. Legacy. We're going to watch Tron. You're going to watch Tron Legacy with us.
Yeah, I hated Tron. I didn't hate it. I like the ending. I actually did like the ending. Well, I take that back. I didn't like the ending where she goes back with him, but I like the ending where the two Flynns meet.
Yeah. Man,
that was cool.
Yeah. Had a friend who asked when we were getting out of the movie, how did she get back into the real world? And I was like, oh my God, were you not paying attention to the fucking movie?
Midichlorians.
He actually said it was digital DNA.
I know, but I think he was trying to say where did the physical body come from that she had to inhabit?
The particle matter that reintegrates the same thing from the laser.
I know, but then you're creating matter.
Hey guys,
from
look,
nothing.
It's RoboCop.
Budweiser.
This is my favorite scene in the movie. I love this scene.
There's another Jack Daniels placement, a Budweiser placement. Yeah.
I love this part.
You wasted that fucking bottle of Jack.
It makes sense. Yeah, but he's got to turn up the TV, you know.
Oh, well.
Because he could have used the crowbar first.
Gun to knock that out and not waste the bottle of Jack.
Or just skip to the crowbar.
Yeah.
Now what's he going to drink while he's watching that?
Yeah.
Big-haired boobies. Oh, the blonde, the stereotypical blonde.
Bimbo.
The big-haired, big-boob blonde bimbo.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the sucks.
Let me keep the shirt.
Yeah.
I always forget about that. Imagine if they'd have got Joe Piscopo to play that part instead of this dude. Because they kind of look the same, don't they?
Yeah.
A Barrett before there was a Barrett.
Barrett 50 cal. No, the Barrett was around in the 80s.
No, I mean, is they're not going to call it the Barrett.
Right.
Does it do that?
No.
No. I didn't think so.
Maybe depleted uranium rounds, but I doubt he's walking around.
Sorry, Joey.
Assault cannon.
Bang, bang.
Thanks, CNN.
Yeah, that's how you explain it to the dumbass people in your crew. What does it do? Bang, bang.
Oh, we heard the F word.
That's got a minuscule recoil for what it does, doesn't it? The fact that it has no recoil just makes me go, bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing I hate about movies. So I'm like,
not the nudes.
Yeah.
Hey. People were jerking off in there.
Oh, they were. That's called the climax of the movie.
I wonder how much money that cost.
Yeah, blow.
Blow jobs and blow.
You imagine the guy in the back booth. Oh, yeah. Oh.
What the? Boom!
If you're going to go, hey.
Yeah, you might as well die jerking off.
Yeah. Of course, they come around an hour later and they find you all burned up with your dick
in your hand. Do you really want to? Well, you're dead, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Now, this is where you go, okay, the robot part of him is coming out because she's asleep and he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck it. I'm going to shoot this.
I need to get any.
Hey, mission first, you know. The unnecessary racking of the.
Yep, ding.
He would have only had to have racked it if he put a magazine in first.
Yep.
Five rounds, of course. Three, four.
You don't say.
You wouldn't think he would be able to self-correct.
You would think that would be something that
maybe,
you would...
Maybe aim down.
Isn't there a little
the
red reset button somewhere on the...
Yeah.
Ah, the ghost scene.
Now, here's the funny thing. She doesn't line him up dead center.
Or you could aim down
the
sights. Hold
on, wait a minute. Watch this. Wait for it. Line him up dead center if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
You needed to go in over another inch or so.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Well,
we can back up
this.
This
is why we have male cops. This is why you fight people hand to hand.
Yeah. When does he reload? Actually, you know, he probably doesn't need to reload. His arm is probably just one big magazine.
Yeah, that makes sense. Which is why I never question like the reload.
I never thought of that before.
Newsweek or Time.
I never thought of that before. His arm is probably just full of ammo.
Those are just.
I would have liked it. Those like are just to have security a cameras or something nice, like yeah. that.
Oh no! Okay, nope. I was wrong. He just reloaded.
Yeah.
So forget everything I just said.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a Desert Eagle is what he's shooting.
Yeah. That's why I kind of like in the third one when he has like the machine where he takes his hand off and puts the machine. Because that actually makes fucking sense.
A little
sense.
Bit of sense, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, why? Well, I could totally see where you would need hands
modular
to be.
Modular Robocop.
That makes sense.
Right.
Magikop. The sequel.
Oh, maybe I don't want to get hit by that.
Oh, no, he does.
Oh, the black guy had to die first. Yep.
Yep.
Always shoot the black guy first because he's sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you weren't firing from the hip.
Jamal, take point.
Yeah.
Those are stocks, not suggestions.
Yeah, you didn't see that big fucking scope on the end of it? Maybe you can use that.
Or the fact the barrel is as long as your body.
Given military hardware.
And we've already determined that there's zero recoil on this weapon system. Yeah. So why are you not using the scope?
Yeah. That looks like... I've always tried to figure out what fucking car that is, because that looks like a car. I know it's the SUX, it's just like...
It looks like a mid-80s Mustang body.
Yeah.
That's...
But it's got four doors. That's the only reason I'm like, what would they use?
Oh, there it is, Acid Boy. I love this scene.
Quaid. Start the reactor, Quaid.
Oh, there's an...
That's what acid does.
Like I said, here's the...
Got to get that special effects
credit.
Uh-huh.
The 6000 SUS is intended as a dig against the Pontiac 6000.
Okay.
It's very reminiscent of the real Rover SD1 and the Citroen CX.
Okay.
Both of them were probably piles of shit.
Okay, they actually used a 77 Oldsmobile Cutlass.
That's the real reaction.
Yeah. This is fucking gross.
Yeah. Just shoot him.
Fuck that guy. He's dead. How are you going to help him?
I'm going to go get help.
I'm going to go get help.
You got to pull out the back to tank.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Canicorn, he'll be fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah. There you go. This is how you help this guy.
I'll be back for the
sequel.
That's
exactly how you help that guy.
I'll be back for the sequel.
Yeah.
Dang. He ain't going to be in Rush Hour 3.
Yeah. See, the 6000 might suck, but it's got damn good seatbelts because he lived.
Apparently, yeah.
And a roll cage.
Yeah, you think?
Ew, that water is filthy. I mean, good. You kept shooting. Good. Why did you stop to put out a one-liner?
Because he's the bad guy and this is the 80s.
Yeah.
When in doubt, keep shooting.
There's his tooth.
That was double gum.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Because everybody chewed bubble gum.
I'm only here to chew gum.
That actually came out before this, so yeah.
No.
You had a gun. Why did you put down the gun?
How do you beat a cyborg? Big fucking magnet. That's how.
That's not a magnet.
That's a big pile of fucking steel is what that is.
It'd have been even cooler.
That should fuck him up quite a bit.
Well, it took out his leg.
Fuck you.
I got him. Well, I got you.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, she should have screamed fuck you as she put around him.
Bitch, please.
Yeah.
Back to that William Shatner acting. Burr. Bong. Bong.
See, Terminator stole this.
Yep.
You can see how this feeds into so many movies.
This came out in 85.
There we go.
Yeah, he gave him the big middle finger.
Yeah.
I miss that from these movies now, because it's always like blood splatter against the wall and
yeah. Of where it's just like a big gush, just
yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing what they can do with ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was raspberry jam and you know yeah. it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just do? Well, no.
Yeah. Why didn't you do that in the first place? Yeah, I guess it took him a minute. You know.
Yeah, he did immediately start getting smacked by a steel.
I do believe in RoboCops. I do. I do believe in RoboCops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I just brought the big fuck off gun.
Yeah. We'll just call it the 209 killer.
Get wrecked, nerd.
20 seconds? See, you gave him 20 seconds. There's your problem.
All right, start the timer.
3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There you go.
I think the first shot got him. Why'd you need the second one?
There's never such thing as too many rounds downrange.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
I love this. I love this. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Where's the operator?
There it is. I always love that. Just the foot.
The
just,
foot. The death foot throws. Wiggle. Yeah.
Yeah.
All you're doing is saying words.
Yeah, no, they should have just done the first scene over again. The big speakers, the shoulder speakers again. That's some pretty shitty graphics for I guess it's the 480 screens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Directive 4.
Well, just wait a second.
Excuse
here.
Me while I whip this out.
Yeah. That must be a common interface. Where'd you get... Oh.
I thought his mistake was insulting you. Funny if somebody brings him a slap chop.
Here's your chopper. I love that.
Thank you.
That's my second favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
So much for bulletproof glass, you know?
The arms.
Yeah.
They never got the arms right.
Fucking... Die Hard stole that scene.
Yeah.
Die Hard. Everybody stole from this movie.
There's a lot, yeah.
RoboCop. Oh.
Yeah.
No.
At the end of the third one, at the end of the third one is when he says, "My friends call me Murphy, yeah, but you can call me RoboCop."
Yeah.
Oh, Paul Verhoeven. Yeah, that's the same. Okay. That's the dude that directed it.
Oh, so he did. Okay.
He did Starship Troopers, too. Okay. Yeah.
We're going to have to do that one eventually.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's another one of those bad movies that I enjoy the hell out of.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that? Eurosti?
Eurosti. Vacano.
Vacano. Just Vacano.
Just Vacano. William Sandell.
Yeah. Nobody ever sticks around for the credits. These guys put as much work into the movie as the actors.
Robot.
You should stick around for
robot.
The credits.
It said robot.
Yeah.
You seeked it.
Stick around for the credits, please.
Yeah. Give these guys credit and make fun of them.
They put just as much work into this movie. You know, the second assistant key grip did just as much work.
Poor Ronnie.
As Peter Weller did into this movie.
Kurtwood well, Ronnie Smith. Was just, fuck yeah. Yeah.
It's the only normal name so far.
Yeah.
Robert Doqui.
Doqui.
Doqui?
Yeah.
Felton Perry. Now, I'm assuming that's the black guy.
Paul McCrane. Okay, there's another one.
Jesse Goins. What? Calvin Jung.
Rick Lieberman.
Zamora.
Lieberman, he's Jewish.
DeBrooks.
Michael Gregory. Hey, you got two first names.
Who wrote this?
I have no idea.
I think I know RoboCop the is actually based off a comic book wrote by Frank Miller.
We should do Judge Dredd too. Now I want to do the original Judge Dredd.
Fucking sweet.
I like the Sylvester Stallone version of Judge Dredd.
It was campy, but it was
there's finally a guy named New Earth.
Yeah.
All right, Dale Martin. Okay, here we are getting into the Allegra Clegg.
See, all the people with normal names are in the staff.
David Householder. Pick a name. Atef.
Annette Victoria.
Hold on. E. Miller.
E. Miller, yep.
He only rates an initial for
it's
a
like the S in Harry S. Truman. It doesn't actually stand for anything. Right.
It's just there.
He just felt he needed
Janet
a middle initial.
Lucas Lawler.
Joan Skelton Thomas.
Joan Skelton, everybody.
Lawrence Eichelman.
Bill Greenberg.
A lot of Jews.
Gotta have a Greenberg in there. Yeah.
Carl Stilt.
Alvin and Dennis Milliken.
Yeah. The Millikens are prolific.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. You think
the caterer got it? Fred Gabrielli.
Wow,
Stephen Dupuy.
It's Dupuis.
He was the prosthetics.
Just assuming.
The robot team.
Hold on, Rob Botten.
Yeah, I'm saying that was the robot. He's the special makeup effects is robot. Is robot in?
We're just looking at the credits here, everybody, to see if. If Warwick was anywhere.
I don't think he is.
Oot Leinhart. Oot Leinhart.
Oot. Yeah, you're right.
Kevin Kutchever.
The Chiodo brothers.
Who can make video sequences? Peter Kahn.
The 6000 SUX commercial was done by the Chiodo brothers.
Remember that. Let's look that up after the show.
Okay. TJ Laser Crew. Larry Smoot.
The cast, yes. hold on. Let's see if we can figure out. Let's see if we can figure out if anybody in here is anybody that was a nobody. Edward Edwards.
Nice.
Ed. His initials are E.
We're looking to see if anybody in here is like
Yolanda Williams
that's popular now that we had no idea back then.
Besides Kurtwood Smith, that's about it.
Right, yeah.
And Peter Weller,
yeah.
Hold on, Martin Gosling.
Wait, who's the guy that played Dick? He was in Stargate.
Yeah, I don't remember what
I don't know what his name is.
I've never known what his name is.
David Packer.
We could probably rewind it.
He's a Gibbons.
Hold on.
Well, no, we don't want to rewind it because then that would screw up the listeners.
Yeah, that's true.
This is mostly for them.
All right. Stunt players, nobody in there.
Hey.
Robo Movement, Moni Yakim.
Vicky Creech and Jackie Riesch. It's like a joke.
Right.
Mark Goldblatt. Poor guy.
Yeah. John Fospisil.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer's little brother, Phil Pfeiffer.
Phil Pfeiffer?
Popsil. Popsipul.
Who's Pfeiffer and why are you
Popsipul.
Filling him?
Tommy Villano. There you go.
Ron South, his little brother Ron North.
How's David doing? David's fine.
Peter North. That's
yeah,
Hey,
right.
There's Dennis Hoffman from Opticals.
Is he related to what's his name?
I need to go look up the song Show Me Your Spine by PTP.
All the Hoffmans.
Because I think that's what's playing right now.
In case you're wondering, this is Motion Picture Association of America number 28,646. This is the 28,646th movie rated by the Motion Picture Association of America.
Nice.
So.
You know what, John? Screw you for not spelling David Sun right.
Yeah, there should be a D. Yeah.
Yeah.
You spelled your name wrong.
The D is not silent. It's not even there.
It was a typo.
That was a typo back then. It's a typo now.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody, that was RoboCop. Hope you had fun. Tune in next week for whatever we decide to do.
Some of these movies that have
it's like when somebody
sequels.
Says, it's Kyle with two L's.
You know, it's going to be it's going to be kind of interesting doing the show tonight because we're actually recording this before we're recording the regular show.
They don't need to know that.
And I'm already drunk.
Who'll help with that?
All right, everybody, thanks for listening to Movie FUBAR. You can find us.
We're going
to
do the thumbs up, thumbs down.
Hold on. You can find us at radiofubar.com.
Yeah, how are we rating?
Facebook.com/radiofubar. Twitter.com/radiofubar. We are rating it.
He's drunk enough that he wants to be sure to remember to say it.
Oh, yeah, I got gotcha. Exactly. I got you. Exactly. I get what we're going with.
We are rating RoboCop 3R2D2s up.
3R2D2s up.
Just because of the middle finger, you know, the fist that they stole directly from Star Wars.
This should have been the...
I give it 4 out of 4 directives.
This should have been the fourth book written by William Gibson, known as RoboCop, out of his Sprawl trilogy, which was Neuromancer, Count Zero, Mona Lisa Overdrive, and then RoboCop. That's just
right. All right, now you folks can tune back in.
Yeah.
Right,
I'll give it a $59.98 SUX.
I'd buy it for $1.
Okay.
There we go. All three of us would buy it for $1.
RoboCop is a great movie. You gotta watch it. It's the epitome of 80s, I don't know if you call it sci-fi. Like
almost, it's sci-fi.
Not really.
It's a critique on rampant greed and capitalism.
Yeah.
Completely unchecked greed and capitalism.
Right. Yeah. This is what happens when you let Apple take over.
This is what happens when you try to privatize a police force.
Yes. This.
Yeah, this is what happens when you take... Actually, this is what happens when you take the checks and balances out of the system.
Yeah, yes. Exactly, yeah. Which is exactly my point.
As much as you want to bitch about the government nowadays, and I want to bitch about the government nowadays...
They stop this shit.
It ain't that bad.
It ain't that bad. Yeah. There are still checks and balances in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in next week for whatever we decide to watch. We'll see.
We'll probably just do it the same way we did. It was like, we're going to watch RoboCop. I was like, nope.
You're going to pinky in the brain this year.
Somehow we got to work that into the... Anyway.
We should put that at the end, like the last
thanks,
thing
everybody.
We say.
Hey, let us know on either Facebook or Twitter what you thought of the show.
Yeah.
What you thought of our commentary. This is just three guys watching a movie that we like and talking shit about it.
Yeah.
But that was too long of a title, so we went with Movies FUBAR.
FUBAR, yeah.
Three guys, a movie screen, and a commentary. No, right. Doesn't sound good.
Three guys, a lot of beer.
Plus, there's no Ryan Reynolds. So.
Yeah, no shit.
Or Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, three guys, a lot of beer.
Nathan Fillion was in Two Guys in a...
That's what we should call it. Three guys, a lot of beer, and some bullshit.
And some movies.
And a movie.
That doesn't roll off the tongue.
Movie FUBAR
works, man. It's FUBAR.
All right.
Now that we're on our third episode, we're going to rename it.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Like I said, we'll let you know what you're going to watch next week when you tune in next week.
Yeah.
Have fun. Bye.
We don't even know.